Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, swing and drop. No. First pitch. No. He has done it again.
Stop it. Are you kidding me? Stop it. Just stop it, Ronald Acuna. Ronnie Baseball is...
Ronnie Baseball? You didn't give him a nickname?
No, the Braves gave him the nickname on their official Twitter last night.
Ronnie Baseball.
The Braves on their official Twitter gave him the name Ronnie Baseball. Not me. That was the Braves.
Okay. All right. But the excitement that you just had, I kind of figured that you came up with it.
No. I'd take credit if I did.
You went with it, though. Yeah. You went with it like it was yours.
Welcome to the morning show on a Wednesday. Nothing happened last night of any note. You can turn it off now.
Wow. Unbelievable. Man.
I tweeted out, Randy Mack is in for Hughes on vacation this week. John with Wendy Adams, Daryl Ashurst, and Arthur Trish, AT and Daryl and Wendy and everybody here today. I tweeted out yesterday before the game, Randy Mack, I said, the most anticipated bottom of the first leadoff at bat in a regular season game in Braves history because Everybody wanted to know. First pitch.
You took that bet yesterday. I
know. And now, so I'm going to tweet out today, the most anticipated bottom of the first leadoff at bat in a regular season game in Braves history. Is there any chance he does it four in a row?
You going to take that bet?
No.
I mean, you should take. But no, it was unbelievable. And my wife does not know or watch anything baseball related. And she actually sat down just to see if he was going to do it. And when he hit it, John, I was like, no, that's a replay from yesterday. He didn't do it again. Yeah. And he smacked it again. I mean, do you intentionally walk a leadoff hitter now?
I told you yesterday. What did I say, Arthur Trish? What did I tell Randy yesterday? I would have, if I'm Don Mattingly, I would have weighed four fingers. I would have walked him.
Well, when you said that yesterday, I would have done it last night.
That's what I
said.
They
cannot pitch to him tonight.
Yeah, Jose Urena, who's the starting pitcher of the Marlins, should bounce four balls up there. Nobody on base. You know, see if I go. You know, I wouldn't just wave him, but I'd have Jose Urena throw four sliders off the plate and see if you go fish.
They can't do it, man. I told you, Don Mattingly's too old school to sit up there and you know, intentionally walk the lead off it. Now, I'm with you. I could pitch him, make it look like I'm pitching to him, but I'm intentionally trying to walk him. But, yeah, this young man, he's a special cat, boy. Special cat.
Wow, it is really, you know, we're witnessing history in the making, obviously. I mean, it's just unbelievable what we've seen.
So is he right now the favorite for Rookie of the Year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a stretch that is just – it's so unparalleled. And that's not to take anything away from Soto because he's been great.
He's,
but
he's great, too.
Yeah, he is great, too. But, yeah, I know, because he's the guy kickstarting all this. I mean, and who knows? I mean, we still have – you know, I sound like Brian Snicker, don't I? How many games we, you know, have left here? 44, right?
And somewhere
in that. Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood. But, it's just unbelievable. It really is fun. And you think, okay – you say, hyperbole, John, you're way out over your skis. Oh, am I? I'm going to direct you to a couple of comments here from this morning, all right? Ronald Acuna Jr. himself, quote, I think this is the first time I've ever been hot. So that's one of our things, hot.
Mm-hmm.
Ender Inciarte, he's the best leadoff hitter I've ever seen. He's the best player I've ever seen. And if that's not enough, ESPN, this morning, there is no other way to put this. When you're this good, this fast, you have clearly established the possibility of becoming the best player in the game.
He's up there, man. I mean, this young man is, once again, he's just special, man. And I can't say it enough, the fun that it looks like he's having out there is infectious on that whole team, man. And then coming up behind him, who was that? Charlie Clutch, baby. He rocks one up out the park. So, I mean, yeah.
Back-to-back pitch.
I mean, just back-to-back.
I mean, Freddie Freeman's like, Freddie homered again last night.
Yeah. Nobody even said anything.
And Dansby Swanson got the key hit the game.
Yes, he did.
You know, that seventh-inning base hit that gave him the lead in that back-and-forth game. But everybody just talking about one guy.
I mean, you should talk about him. I mean, this kid is – he's doing some things that nobody's ever done before at such a young age. And he's a guy that – he's that building block player. He's that five-tool guy that you know, you know, he's the Mike Trout type player. Well, you know, those guys that you know.
I was going to say ESPN. When ESPN says that, there's no other way to put this. When you're this good, this fast, you have clearly established a possibility of becoming the best player in the game. That's like Mike Trout. That's what they said about Ken Griffey Jr.
And it came true, right?
Right.
I mean, a lot of people knew, you know, when Griffey first came up, just like Acuña, he's going to be a superstar.
Right.
And,
what fantasy baseball, if you're doing a fantasy baseball thing today, who are you drafting number one?
Who am I drafting?
Yeah.
I don't play fantasy baseball.
But, I mean, if you were, who would, right now today, all right, you're gonna do a last 44 games of the year fantasy baseball thing, who's the first player you're drafting?
Mookie, probably.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. Or J.D. Martinez.
J.D. Martinez, yeah. I'm just doing that just to annoy you because look, you're so excited over there. So I'm gonna go the opposite way just to mess with you this morning.
That's okay.
But no, I mean he's a fantastic baseball player, and tonight we're gonna see. I mean, I'm sure they might, you know how they do the live look-ins on other channels. They might do a live look-in on at his first at bat, and probably and one thing this does is it brings people out there. So I mean, how many people are going to be at SunTrust Park?
You got to be there. But it's not you got to be there for the first.
That's what
pitch.
I'm saying. So traffic's going to be even worse trying to get around 285, trying to get there just to see him. The first pitch.
Right. You got to run in there to get the first at bat. You got to run in there for the first pitch. You got to be there before the top of the first. Thankfully they're at home. You get that little break where it's the top of the first,
right.
And then you don't 7:45 ish or so before you get a chance to see Acuña stride to the plate. He said he was nervous yesterday. Said he was nervous walking up to the plate.
Really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it make any sense to be nervous, brother? I mean, you sure you weren't nervous? I think the pitcher might have been more nervous than him.
Why? Because he threw him a meatball.
He threw it right over there for him. He's like, here, go ahead. I mean, it was right there. Like, here, just plant this one. And that's what he did.
Yeah. I know. I don't know how you don't. I'm all right, Mattingly's old school. I still don't understand how you don't have to talk to Trevor Richards and say, look, throw, you know, bounce four up there, you know, see if we'll go fish. That's what I would do if I'm Jose Urrea is not having a good year. He's like 3-12.
He's been bad.
Okay, but he's a veteran. You know, if I'm Jose Urrea, I'm going, all right, I'm throwing four sliders off the plate. If he hits one of them, great.
The second, how about the second home run? It's like, hold on, that go too?
Yeah.
I mean, this kid. I mean, you run out of stuff to say, but the reaction in the dugout, because it's not even really cheering. It's more looking like, are you serious? Like all the managers, they show Nick, they show. NCRT, they showed all the players just looking at each other like, are you serious?
Are we seeing this?
Yeah, like.
This is not real,
is it? This is not real.
Let's walk you through this, what happened last night. If you're just waking up, good morning to you. Welcome to the morning show. The Braves did win the game. Let's not lose sight of the fact that they won the game again last night. They're going for a sweep tonight of the Marlins. They won 10-6. They rallied to win the game, and a lot of guys contributed. Jesse Biddle was great in relief because Anibal Sanchez didn't have it.
He struggled. He struggled. Yes. He was laying across the plate too.
Right.
But Milto
turned on that one, and I went, "Yeah, yeah."
You saw his reaction though. Yeah. Anibal knew as soon as he let it go.
It's gone. And then of course Freddie Freeman homered again last night. He's been on fire, and nobody's noticed it. He has owned the Marlins this year. Owned the Marlins. Dansby Swanson gave the Braves a lead with a critical hit in the seventh inning. And through all of that, though, Ronald Acuña Jr. has sucked the oxygen out of the room. All right, so here comes the most anticipated leadoff at bat in the bottom of the first inning of a regular season game in Braves history yesterday. And I thought, okay, this will be interesting. So I pulled out my phone and I started the tape. And I thought, could he, you know, first pitch.
Swing and a drive.
No.
First pitch.
No.
Oh, my God. Then the bat flip afterwards, too, though. The bat flip afterwards, I was like, oh, he feeling himself.
I haven't been able to find this stat. You guys are pretty good out there. You like to drill through stuff, and maybe somebody else find this stat. I've been looking through so many stats about Ronald Acuña Jr. This morning that I haven't found the stat as to whether or not this is the first time in Braves history that home runs have been hit on the first two pitches of a game, because Acuña hits the first pitch out, and the very next pitch, not the very next batter, the very next pitch, Charlie Culberson.
Now Culberson drives one toward left. That ball's to the track. Back-to-back pitches, home runs.
How often do you have the first two pitches hit out for home runs?
I don't know, but I'm trying to figure out what was going through the pitcher's head afterwards. Like, when Freddie's coming up, I can't let him get one either.
Right.
Because, I mean, they were smacking the ball, man. I mean, it shouldn't even have been that close. I mean, if you look at the bad fielding the Braves had in the infield yesterday, that was just, ugh. How you hit a dude in the back? I was just like, I had to rewind that back. I said, did he hit him in the back?
Yeah, he hit him in the back.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
All right, so the Braves, they're scuffling in the infield. The starting pitching is not going so well. Miami's kind of winning the game. But Dansby then puts him in the lead. And who is it to seal it away in that? Oh, yeah, you just put up that guy.
And this one's driven to right. That ball's deep. That ball is gone! That is the ultimate bookend blast. A homer in the first inning on the first pitch. A three-run homer on the first pitch he sees in the seventh.
Chip Carey on Fox Sports South. Two home runs last night. Brian Snicker after the game talking about what he is witness to.
You never quit learning. You never seen everything. And, you know, it's like you're around and I'm sitting there and I'm like, wow, this is something else, you know, and experiencing it and enjoying a young kid with a lot of talent, having fun playing baseball.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to describe it. Charlie Culberson, who homered in the game again. A lot of guys got lost. I mean, Charlie Culberson homered in the game. And Ozzie didn't play. Charlie had to bat second. All he did was hit a home run on his first pitch. What he is seeing.
When I saw him in spring training, that was what he was doing at such a young age. I think probably the most impressive player that I've seen. I mean, it's kind of hard to say. I mean, I've played against Trout some in spring training, and he's probably the best player I've played against. But, you know, Ronald's doing some, you know, pretty amazing things right now. He's playing with some high intensity.
Yeah, how about that, huh? Yeah, just what can you say?
Can't say that. I mean, the much-anticipated debut was delayed a little bit, you know, because of, you know, the business aspect of the arbitration and all that, so he wasn't up here for
But they're using words. The kids played 67 games.
Okay? Yeah, but I'm saying, John, but it's well worth it, man. This kid. And then, you know, Ender struggles. And then you don't want to put Ozzie back at the top, so you're like, hey, this kid, go ahead. Go ahead. I mean, they must have seen this all along. And then you put him at the top of the order, and he hasn't disappointed yet.
You know, I mean this with all respect because it's almost hard to believe, but you read some of the comments that are being thrown around today, not by fans. We're not talking about, you know, internet chat boards here. We're talking about stars of the game and executives and other players who are saying things. Forget what Charlie Culberson said about Mike Trout. This is why I say no disrespect to Mike Trout. But that's not the names they're using. They're using Willie Mays, Hank Aaron. I mean, they're using those names. And Mike Trout might be the best player in baseball, which he is. Yeah. But he ain't Willie Mays. He ain't Hank Aaron.
Well, he's pretty damn good, though, John.
I know, but I mean, but he doesn't have
pretty,
that.
He's pretty good, and he's been mentioned with some of the greats, too. But, once again, to be as young as he is, and to be on the tear that he is, and once again, you should have took that bet yesterday. But he is going to be one of those. Hopefully, because you know we know baseball does not do a great job of marketing their superstar players. Maybe he can be one of those guys.
All right, here we go. This is the list. It's Stats Inc. Okay, Stats Inc. Here's your list that you can go into work with. Stats Inc. To summarize, Ronald Acuna Jr. is the youngest player to ever homer twice on back-to-back games. And remember, he homered twice the day before because of the doubleheader, and he homered twice yesterday. So he's the youngest player ever to homer twice on back-to-back days. Homer eight times in an eight-game span. Youngest player ever to homer six times in a five-game span. Youngest player to ever homer in five straight games. Youngest player ever to homer to lead off three straight games. And youngest player ever to hit five career leadoff home runs. Youngest ever to do all of those.
Yeah. But that's the crazy thing, John, is like all this whole season – I'm just pertaining to the Atlanta Braves. Doesn't it seem like it's been the youngest in Major League Baseball history a whole lot with this team?
Wait, you know what's so interesting? If you stop and think about just the season broadly, Randy Mac, there have been different storylines that have set them up to this point. At the beginning of the year, it was all the comebacks. Remember, because Acuna wasn't even on the team.
Yeah.
It was, you know, Preston Tucker, Charlie Clutch.
Charlie Clutch.
Dansby hit one and Camargo hit one. The walk-offs. Remember all the walk-offs they would have?
Yeah.
You know, we went through that spate of walk-offs. And then we went through another period where the starting pitching was insanely good, you know, for a period of time. And then that fell off. And you had, the hot stretch of Ozzie Albies at one point. Now you've got Ronald Acuna Jr. doing this.
Yeah.
And you know, it makes you just go – everybody's going over their skis because it's just natural to do so. So now I think anybody who listens to the program that knows that I go over my skis is beginning to understand how easy it is to get out over your skis.
Look at you. Look at your face.
Well,
Is it true?
Between Ronnie, people are saying Willie Mays.
He's so giddy.
I'm trying to figure out between Ronnie Baseball and Skis how many times we're going to hear both of those.
Well, so far the Ronnie Baseball, we're at six right now.
I got to say, it's in the poll. I got to say,
counting the polls. See,
but we should have added another option to the poll now, John. I mean, best player in MLB history should have been on
the
there.
Best.
According to you this morning, the best. Because some people in say MLB Willie. History.
Some people say Willie Mays is the best baseball player ever.
Hey, ESPN, ESPN.
He is literally going the best player in Major League Baseball history right now.
Again, not my phrase. ESPN this morning in their lead article, ESPN says there's no other way to put this. When you're this good this fast, you have clearly established the possibility of becoming the best player in the game.
I agree.
That's ESPN, not me.
I agree. But you're going with it, though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because ESPN said it. I believe.
John, I'm
ESPN
working on establishing you some new baseball shirts right now, John. I'm
way
actually
over them skis.
I'm designing the shirt for you right now.
But,
over your skis would be this. Forget about Randy's rookie of the year. If he stays this hot, will he be MVP?
No. Nah. Oh, John, that's a good question, man. I mean, if he continues to rake like this and do things, yeah.
Yeah.
I doubt it, though. But, yeah.
Well,
it's correct. Because we always have fun on our show, me and Chuck, and his favorite phrase, where's my guys? He's our guy.
Yeah.
We got us a superstar. I mean, and not taking anything away, because I think Freddie's a superstar. I think Freddie's the best first baseman in the National League. But this kid, I mean, and he's young and he's new and he brings that energy and the fun to the game. What's not to like about it?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.